Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Garrett Wilson has agreed to a contract extension with the New York Jets. If you're just getting in the car, obviously stay safe with all the thunderstorms out there. But here's what we got on Garrett Wilson. He is now, average annual value-wise, in that $31 million range, the fifth highest paid wide receiver in the NFL.
32 and a half, to be precise.
32 and a half.
4 years, $130 million deal.
Okay, so this is the deal. Connor Hughes has been all over this, our friend from SNY. A couple things he's leaking out here on Twitter, I guess just discussing on Twitter is a better way to say it. This is a contract extension that will officially kick in 2027. Okay? So one big benefit to this, he says, is that he's under contract through 2030, and he will be 30 years old, Garrett Wilson is, when this contract's over, still very much in his prime, enough for another payday, which might make sense why he's okay taking the fifth highest paid average annual value.
It's kind of interesting when you position it that way, this thing kicks in 2027, because the reason that both of these, or at least all three of these guys on their 2022 first-round picks had to get deals done is because they all had their fifth-year options picked up.
Right.
And so that fifth year is not this year. It's next year. So next year, in 2026, those guys would have been making $50 million collectively against the cap. So it was urgent that they get one of these deals done. And I'm obviously talking about Garrett Wilson, Sauce Gardner, and Jermaine Johnson. All three of those guys, their first-round picks from 2022, got their fifth-year options picked up. And so somebody was going to get a deal done. It would have been untenable to have $50 million and three players on your salary cap.
Sure.
So that's part of the reason, I guess, Garrett was the most urgent. He is a bona fide number one wide receiver in the NFL. He's proven it year over year, despite the quarterback issues that they've had. And so getting it done is pretty amazing. The fact that it goes back, it doesn't kick in until 2027, that's interesting.
Well, that's what I'm curious about. I wonder if Connor, and I'll text him, maybe we get him on the horn, find out. He might be off by a year, because I'm assuming this probably would kick in 2026 deal, because that would make up for the fifth-year extension.
Right, because he's 25 now. He'll be 26 going into next season.
Yeah.
That would push it in, you know, a four-year deal. That would start. I think it might be 2026, 2027 year he's talking about.
And to your point, that would lower, obviously, that cap number.
Right.
All right, so the other part of this is now he has jumped A.J. Brown in average annual value, and there are some Jet fans, apparently, I mean, we can get your thoughts on this, Jet fans, 888-808-1019, that look at this and go, well, A.J. Brown's accomplished way more in the NFL. Why is he getting paid more than A.J. Brown? And this is, I think, another great point from Connor here. The freaking out over the $32.5 million per year seems silly. It's more than A.J. Brown, yes, but that was typical Howie Roseman foresight at the time to get that deal done when he did. And this, like Wilson, will eventually look like a bargain. Think of these receivers, and he listed them, Connor did, that will all get paid within the next year or two.
Right.
Puka Nacua, Nico Collins, Terry McLaurin, who's in a big standoff right now in Washington, Michael Pittman, Drake London, Malik Nabers, Chris Olave, Jameson Williams, JSN in Seattle, Zay Flowers, Jordan Addison, Rashee Rice, all others. Now, Garrett Wilson's clearly better than many of those guys.
Of course. The point is,
they're all going to get paid.
Of course.
And they're all going to be looking atop Garrett Wilson.
Right.
So you might look back at some of those guys going, our guy is better than, you know, Zay Flowers,
well,
and he gets paid more.
Necessarily, guys get paid more every year in the NFL, because the salary cap goes up every year in the NFL. And it was a pretty significant jump. I forget what the total number was this year, but it was a significant jump from this year from last season's to this upcoming season's salary cap. And this goes on the following season's salary cap. So it's even going to be more swallowable for the New York Jets. But again, this was a no-brainer. They had three really good first-round picks. They had to sign one of them. Now, this leads to the question, like, what happens to Sauce and Jermaine mm-hmm. Johnson? I think it's going to be harder for Sauce to get his deal done because of what some of the top cornerbacks have been making and whether or not he's worth that, at least right. to the Jets right now. He might have to have that, I don't know, prove-it season. Not that you want to put a guy who's been an all-pro since his very early days into a prove-it type year, but I think that might be in the cards for Sauce Gardner.
Well, we'll find out more on Sauce and see if a deal gets done very shortly, but I would also just add before we get to Cinco here, because that might be involved, Darren Mougi, first-year GM. This is not guys from his draft class.
Mm-hmm.
I would say very good business in that locker room, taking care of budding stars that are due and not even playing around. And play. Right. You know, some GMs come in snarkily and go, these aren't my guys. Right. I'll play hardball.
Yeah, but it's a no-brainer with a wide receiver.
Yep.
It's one thing to, I don't know, question a potential quarterback signing a big-term deal that you didn't draft because the diligence that goes in selecting the right quarterback for what you want. But for a top-end wide receiver, it is no-brainer. If you have one, hold on to him, period.
Without further ado, let's bring you Cinco.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere. So Garrett Wilson has gotten his bag, as the kids like to say. Mm. So who are the next five New York football stars that will be getting paid in short term? Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
You saw it listed there with Connor Hughes, Malik Nabers. If Garrett Wilson is getting this deal after just 3 years, we're already entering year two of Malik Nabers. Mm-hmm. That's why he's not going to sit 1, 2, 3, or 4. And if you think Malik Nabers gets better off of year one and goes into year two and has a big year, and then dare I say that year three, what do you think his deal is going to look like?
Big,
be ready.
Big. Very big.
Very big. All right, here we go.
Number four.
How about 2023 first-round pick for the Jets, Will McDonald, who finally came into his own? Man, if Aaron Glenn taps into more of that and he exceeds, you're going to talk about a guy now going into his third year taking off. You've right. now set a precedent. Will McDonald could be due to get paid.
Yeah, there's a handful of positions that get paid. Obviously, the quarterback, the wide receiver, as we know, it's left tackles and it's pass rushers.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the guys that get paid a lot of money if you're really good in the NFL.
All right, here we go.
Number three.
This is an interesting one for me. It's Jermaine Johnson, who that was the brutal part of his injury last year when mm-hmm. you consider his timeline to getting paid. And coming off of that kind of lower leg injury and maybe a year to recover from, he smells like a guy who's going to have to play on that fifth-year option. I'd pick it up, too, before he gets paid. But
right.
he's a really good kid who was on the trajectory to be a big-time pass rusher. And I think he is going to now, of that trio, unfortunately, because of injury, be the most questionable one on when to pay him and how much to pay him.
Right. It sucks for him because injury is such a big part of these things. But hopefully he recovers and he's fine. But, again, they drafted well. I mean, it's the problem with drafting well is that you end up having to make hard decisions on who you keep and who you let go.
Yeah, we had this conversation.
Or trade, or whatever the circumstances may be.
How about the Dallas Cowboys? Every year we have this topic on them. They never go to NFC Championship games and win Super Bowls, but every time you look up, they have more draft picks that need to get paid, and they're all
that's
worthy
right.
of it.
That's right.
So that's why, you know, these great drafting, putting this talent together, if you get the quarterback right, you got to be making playoffs like the Jets. All right, here we go.
Number two.
Finally, another New York Giant checks in. It's Kayvon Thibodeau.
Hmm.
And for everybody that thinks because they drafted Abdul Carter, this means, well, now Kayvon doesn't get paid, I say hold your horses. They have Jackson Dart on a rookie quarterback contract.
Right, so they have the money to do so.
They have the money to invest, and by the time you pay Kayvon, when that contract's up or Jackson Dart looks to get paid in 2 or 3 years, we could be talking about the end of the Brian Burns deal, or, you know what, they make a decision front-loaded or whatever, right. and you move on with Abdul Carter. I think Kayvon Thibodeau is going to get paid.
And
by the
way, what you're seeing in a lot of cases in the NFL is that guys get these big deals, but the years are not they're not punitive.
Right.
And unlike the Eagles, the Giants, and I guess in this case with the Jets as well, they're not adding on those void years, which come back and bite you because they accelerate onto the back end of the deal on the cap. So they're just shorter deals. It's a big AAV, but it's a shorter deal. So you can get out of it or it just expires quicker
right.
than being laden with 5 years of a guy who you don't really want anymore or who's not on your team any longer.
Yeah, you need to be a little more cash rich like the Eagles are to make right. that work with the bonus money up right. front. All right, last but not least.
Number one.
Tiki alluded to him. It's Sauce Gardner. And the big question is, will Sauce Gardner get a deal here within the next couple weeks before camp ends now that Garrett Wilson got one done? The Jets have prioritized getting a deal done with him, and obviously already talk on the internet. The belief is it would have to surpass the $30 million a year that Derek Stingley got.
Right.
So you start having a question, is Sauce Gardner worth over $30 million a year like you just paid a wide receiver? Now you start talking about a wide receiver one and a QB one occupying over $64 million per year in average annual value on your cap. That is a lot of money when you put it that way. But again, if you're not paying a quarterback big money, that is how that kind of thing balances out. That is Cinco de 5-0 today and every day. 5 o'clock.
Kiss my fat ass!
I am a proponent of this. I know that it sounds like a lot of money. That's the price of getting talent.
Of course.
Cornerback ones like Sauce Gardner don't grow on trees. And yes, his stats haven't always been there, but his stats always haven't been there.
He doesn't get interceptions.
Right.
But that's not how we always judge cornerbacks in this league.
Right.
Because he doesn't get interceptions because he very rarely gets thrown to. Right. And so,
yeah.
With that being said, he does need to continue to be a playmaker, a game changing type playmaker. And if he doesn't, then that deal is not going to be what he wants it to be.
So the Jets
I could see him getting frustrated with this.
Okay. Well, see, that's what I was going to bring up. Now, he sees another guy in his draft class get paid like this, he's not getting a deal done. This is where it gets dicey. On one hand, I look at it and go, you just hired a defensive-oriented head coach. Right. Yes, you just had one in itself. Does Aaron Glenn want to see Sauce Gardner and what he's building before
paying
him?
I would.
So you don't think he gets a deal done before the season starts?
I mean, he might because, I haven't looked at their cap situation recently, but I don't think that they're in peril. And by the way, it's all fungible anyways, as I always say.
Right.
But I don't think there's as much of an urgency with Sauce Gardner as there was with Garrett Wilson. And so Garrett, you could tell last year, was frustrated.
Right.
I mean, we never heard it, but there was all that speculation that at some point he was, because of all the quarterback issues, that he was going to say, get me out of here. Like, trade me. Like, that was speculation that was going around the league. And then you could hear it, in the circles surrounding the Jets. Not really the Jets, but just the circles around the Jets that maybe he was going to ask out because they couldn't get the quarterback situation right. And so make him happy by making him one of the highest paid wide receivers in football. He'll be motivated, obviously, because he wants to be great.
And Fields is his guy.
And Fields he knows pretty well from college. And so there is incentive now for him to be even better than he's been, despite not really knowing what Justin Fields is at quarterback. I mean, that's from us. He knows what he
knows.
Is, but we don't know what to expect from Justin Fields.
He also knows what he is in the college level, too.
True. A different sport.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Which I hope he's accepting. I mean, maybe the Jets are smart about that, knowing, right, hey, we may not have Fields pass this year. We don't want to piss him off more and get right. rid of his guy. 888-808-1019. Larry in Vegas. Larry, what's up?
What's up, fellas?
What's happening?
Hey, Teak, I got a question for you. You know, all the first-round quarterbacks, you know, when they started, you knew pretty much if they had it or not. You know,
right.
like...
Early in their career, do you mean?
So, No. Early in first year starting.
Right.
You knew Bo Nix had a little action.
Right,
you
right,
knew the
yeah,
Washington
that's
what I mean. Quarterback.
Right, go ahead.
Why can't Jackson Dart get the start? And if he shows something, build from that. And if he doesn't, let Russell Wilson come in or the rest of the guys.
Yeah.
Why are you going to have to wait 10 to 14 weeks to get a taste when you could get a game one or game two taste and really know how much development he needs?
Yeah, it's an interesting proposition. And by the way, I can't rule that out because ultimately, like, if he goes into training camp and has a real chance to compete for the starting job, I don't think he is, but let's just say he does.
Right.
I think they're giving this job to Russell Wilson because they know that Russell Wilson is a leader and he's won in this league. But if he got a real chance to compete with and try to take the starting job from Russell Wilson, I wouldn't be surprised if he won it. And
no.
If he did, he would learn the hard way. And there's good and bad with that. The bad is if he gets frustrated and his confidence gets shot, he could forever be ruined. The good is he could be like Bo Nix, who he was just alluding to, the last
sure.
caller was alluding to, who had some struggles, but at least they were his.
Right.
And it was his team, and eventually he evolved into a pretty damn good quarterback a year ago. And
yeah.
So, like, there's pros and cons to that. I think the Giants are fortunate that they have the option to do it multiple ways with Jackson Dart.
Exactly. And look, whether it's Russell Wilson or Jameis Winston, neither of those guys are signed long-term here.
Right.
Where, I mean, look, if Kurt Warner could get sat for Eli Manning, Russell Wilson could get sat for Jackson Dart of all players. If Jackson Dart won the job in camp, I'm sure the Giants would mean that he was absolutely wowed. They're not going
right.
to go put him out there in week one unless they think, oh my God, he's...
Right. He'd have to be heads and heels above.
Exactly. So
Russell
if that happens, Wilson. Great. But if it doesn't happen, I have a hard time thinking we're going to be 3 weeks into the year and then they're going to go to Jackson Dart, because at that point, what did 3 weeks really change?
Yeah, he's not growing any.
Exactly.
In regular season practice.
This becomes a November situation at the earliest,
yes.
for me personally, if he's
right.
not winning the job at a camp. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Remember, we all love with the shiny new object. And the shiny new object oftentimes is taking a quarterback in the first round. I pounded and yelled
mm-hmm.
for it. Tiki screamed at me about tanking. We went through this. Thank God we don't have to do that this football
Doesn't
season.
Doesn't work. And by the way, the Giants prove why you don't need to tank.
Well, this is exactly it.
You don't need to. You can find a way to get your guy.
They targeted their guy, found their guy. They ended up with Abdul Carter at the top of that draft. But the reason that they're able to target and find that guy at Jackson Dart in the 20s and trade up for him is he's got flaws to his game. He wasn't mm-hmm. ready to start week one, and that is why he's not starting week one. And
right.
we need to remind ourselves of that. If Jackson Dart is expected to start week one, and that was an expectation in NFL circles, he would have been drafted in the top five.
Of course.
He was not for a reason. So take a deep breath. Don't rush the kid. The fruits of our labor or whatever hopefully are
of
there.
Of his labor.
Of his labor.
right.
Well, my labor on the couch as I sit there and crack open beers and
right.
eat and curse at the TV and think I'm an offensive coordinator. Absolutely.
20 minutes home at the Holland on the Jersey side. Outbound covered roadway and inbound skyway are slower. The Newark Bay is better. And across the Upper East, the Clearview Throgsnet combination, the best of it. Injured in an accident? You need help. The Rothenberg Law Firm, lawyers that have built a legacy of victory over five decades, winning billions for their clients. The Rothenberg Law Firm. Call 800-624-8888 or visit injurylawyer.com. I'm Greg Rice with the InjuryLawyer.com Fan Highway Patrol, presented by the Rothenberg Law Firm.
Evan and Tiki on the Fan. Evan will be back from Europe a week from today. come back in after David Wright Day. More on David Wright Day. We're going to do something between 5:30 and 6 regarding David Wright each and every day this week as we count down till his number retirement. Big flash flood watches all throughout the area going on right now through basically all night. And I say this in all seriousness, all you guys driving out there, one pops up in your area, be careful. Don't just thumb your nose at it and think you're fine. Some of these roads that flood up, I've seen them in the past, the LIE, Cross Bronx, all that stuff. Just take your time. Be careful. Don't be an idiot tonight on the roads. 888-808-1019. All right, so the Garrett Wilson extension has everybody wondering what's next for Sauce Gardner. And will you be willing to pay him north of $30 million a year? I say do it because you're going to probably have a quarterback on the rookie window anyway. You get talent like that, you pay for talent. This is also, by the way, when everybody collects those first-round picks and you have multiple first-round picks in a draft. That's everybody wants to trade for, right? Well, guess what happens if both guys are good? You run into the dilemma the Jets are facing now where they have to get paid at the same time. Mike in West Long Branch. Mike, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I like Sauce as a player. If he wanted to get paid now, I don't think he's getting paid north of $30 million coming off of last year's performance. I mean, he didn't really have a great season. You really saw some weaknesses in this game. It's not really that physical. I mean, I think for the Jets, and Sauce, it would be better to wait the extra year to see how he performs in Aaron Glenn's defense, which I think they blitz a lot more than Robert Saleh's defense. So he might be more valuable. He might make more plays, or he might be more exposed. I don't know.
I mean, it's a good point, Mike. You make a great point. Look, in Sauce Gardner's contract is very similar to Garrett Wilson's, only in that, meaning his rookie contract, this coming season, they were both making just over $1 million.
Right.
So when you think about it, for Garrett Wilson, he's grossly underpaid. Now, he was rookie of the year, but he's never made a Pro Bowl, Garrett Wilson. But you can see his value offensively to this team. Sauce Gardner has been Pro Bowl twice, two All-Pros. Last year was a disappointing year in yards per target, all those advanced metrics that they talk about. But you still think he's a good player. You still believe that those first 2 years are more what you're going to see when he led the league in passes defended and had a couple interceptions. It's more that than what we saw last year, which was a frustrating season for that entire Jets team and organization, and it probably trickled out onto into the field. I do think he's going to have to wait, though. And because he's a two-time Pro Bowler, his franchise or his fifth-year option in 2026 is the franchise number.
Yeah.
And for quarterbacks or cornerbacks, that's $20 million. So he's paid highly, but he's still going to, I think, still have to prove it, as our last caller was just alluding to, in order to truly get paid out big in that $30 million range.
Yeah, look, Sauce Gardner, to me, is one of those guys, if he became a free agent tomorrow, at least 15 teams are licking their chops going, how the heck did the Jets let him walk?
No,
I'm willing to pay him $35 million a year.
Right.
Because in this game, in this passing league, the corners of Sauce's quality just don't exist. Yes, he had a down year last year. I don't think he's suddenly going to fall off a cliff. And to that point, all right, well, you want to see him prove it? Fine. But I also don't want you to have an unhappy Sauce Gardner where that takes his mind off proving it in general. And then all the end, you just get some kind of dysfunctional divorce where he goes and he does get paid elsewhere because the team's not going to care if he's off two down years. You can't teach that kind of, obviously, ability at the cornerback position, and he thrives elsewhere. Darrelle Revis ended up playing games for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and winning a Super Bowl with the New England Patriots.
Right.
Hall of Famer, Jet legend forever. Don't you wish you had him as a Jet forever? Don't you wish he didn't win a Super Bowl with the Patriots?
Of course.
That's the kind of talent we're talking about with Sauce Gardner here. And maybe that sounds egregious to some. Don't fool around with a player like that. Now, I'm okay with hiring a defensive head coach and letting him see the way, but I think we all know the end result is somebody's paying Sauce Gardner that kind of money. So you can wait all you want.
Of course.
But
the thing is, you don't have to pay him.
Yes, he's still under contract. Right, rookie deal.
Muji does not have to pay him right now. He is under his rookie deal, and he's under a fifth-year option. They've already picked it up. And again, it's the franchise number. It's $20 million. So it's a big number that he's going to make 2 years from now. Next year, if he has a great season, he's grossly underpaid, and then he'll have a leg to stand on.
But you also could get a situation where we see the way the salary cap goes up. We see the way the revenue goes up. Man, he goes out there and has an all-pro year. He's clearly the best corner in football and thriving under Aaron Glenn. He could cost you a lot more on that.
Of course. Too. But that's the risk you have to take.
It's the gamble.
You can't sign everybody.
I know. Well,
I mean, that's the problem when you have three first-round draft picks and all three of them are pretty good.
Right. But that's also why when you don't have a quarterback right now, you have to pay.
I can't
afford it. 888-808-1019. Dan in New Jersey. Dan, what's up?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Hey,
Sean.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. All right, Sauce Gardner, he's a bum. Three interceptions in 3 years.
That's not how you judge quarterback.
$30 million.
But he doesn't get targeted enough, Dan.
I would pay three cheerleaders $10 million each and sign them up. He's a small dude, all right? He gets punched around, and he's soft.
Well, look, he doesn't. He's not a contact cornerback. We know that. He's not coming up to tackle.
You know, DC, man, you played in the big days. This kid can't play in those days.
Well, but Dan,
it's a different game.
Right. Luckily, we're not playing in those days. Right
it's now. A different game, and speed is at a premium. There's a reason that small wide receivers are thriving in the league right now. It's because contact is not part of the game anymore, at least not for them. You can't hit a defenseless receiver. And so you're going across the middle, whether you're Malik Nabers or Tyreek Hill or Jalen Waddle, whoever. Think of a small wide receiver. You're not scared of getting hit because you can't get hit.
This is one of those scenarios where I don't think all Jet fans are like that, but I think there are plenty of Jet fans like that with Dan. I understand the knocks that they would give Sauce Gardner.
Right.
However, watch enough of these games besides the Jets. These teams that don't have corners that could run with wide receivers the way Sauce Gardner can get picked apart all game long. You want Deontay Banks starting as your number one corner? Because I've lived that world.
Right.
When you have a guy of that talent, you need to sign him. Now, okay, you want to have that nitpicking over money, but guess what you're going to have? A major hole at cornerback one, and then you're going to take a chance in the draft, hope that you hit, and hope that he develops in a year or two. You know how rare it was that Sauce Gardner hit right away and was that good in year one? That doesn't happen. And you think you're going to find somebody else that could do the job like Sauce Gardner in free agency? It's one of those things, yes, it sucks to pay him a lot of money, but that is also a premier position that if you don't have a cornerback one, oftentimes, it doesn't matter what defensive system you're putting out there. In this NFL, you're screwed.
Right. Because you can't adjust.
Exactly. And Aaron Glenn, try working with that. 888-808-1019. Anthony in Staten Island. Anthony, what's up?
I don't know how you guys, this media today, that you promote bums like Sauce Gardner.
He's not a
who
bum.
Who can't tackle. He can't make an interception. I don't want to hear about Pro Bowl. I watch him. I watch the game.
So do we.
Why would you be promoting for this guy to get 30?
Why are you so? Hey, Anthony, calm down for a second. Why are you so upset?
Because we're going to overpay another bum. He's not even half as good as Adams. And look what happened to Adams when you paid him.
Anthony,
all right, now you're just talking out of your ass, and that's ridiculous. Jamal Adams was terrible. He is the worst cover defensive back in the National Football League. He's basically a linebacker, really good at playing in the box. To put them in the same sentence is insulting to your intelligence as a fan. I mean, come on. I know you're mad about Sauce Gardner having a bad season because the entire Jets team had a bad season. They were an embarrassment from top to bottom, and we all know it, including firing their coach in week three or week four of the NFL season and then expecting Jeff Ulbrich, great dude, to somehow inspire this team to play at a different level when, in fact, you just made the team worse because you took away the most important piece of their defense, their defensive coordinator, and made him the head coach, right? Of course everybody didn't know what the hell was going on. Like, think about the details of game planning and consistency and continuity within a football organization, and you disrupt that early in the year, and you think everything's going to be all right? Did a 24-year-old kid, Sauce Gardner, is going to lead because he's good? Like, you need leaders. They had a young team last year, and by firing the head coach, they disrupted the entirety of it. So I know you're pissed off at Sauce because you think he sucks. Trust me, he doesn't suck. He had a bad year. Sometimes guys have...
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bad years.
Yeah, and when you suck, you suck. He didn't suck.
No.
As a famous Tiki saying would be.
Right.
I mean, bum, we've seen a lot of bad football players in here. What are we talking about?
That's a bad evaluation from a fan standpoint.
Bad, yeah, I watch the games. Not sober. Anthony Fleet.
But guess what? I never watch any game.
Yeah.
At all. I just talk out of my ass.
Exactly.
Anthony. Go ahead, Anthony.
This Anthony, yes.
You guys hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's going on, guys? So first off, I totally agree. You extend Sauce Gardner. He's an outstanding corner. No questions there at all. Question is Breece Hall, will he be the odd man out? I'd love to keep
Breece. That's a good question.
Outstanding running back.
I think it's a good question. Now, they don't have leverage with Breece because he was
second round pick.
So they can't just say, hey, we're holding on to you for next year, because he was in that same draft, that 2022 draft. So this is the last year of Breece's contract.
Yes.
And so, I mean, you've drafted another running back already. We know how running backs are being, I don't want to say marginalized because that's the wrong word, because if you have one, you really need them and you use them. But their contract growth is not keeping up with salary cap growth.
Correct.
And so percentage of cap that goes to running backs is forever shrinking. And they have a young player behind him.
Yeah.
So is he the odd man out? I mean, he could be. And it sucks, but it's just what's happening to the position.
I would bet he would be the odd man out. Now, here's the one that Breece Hall is going to have the benefit of doing this year. The Jets are going to be extremely ground and pound.
Right.
And with this run-first offense.
100%.
So one way or another, Breece Hall is going to touch the ball a whole hell of a lot of times. Obviously, they have Braylon Allen there as well. And he's either going to be healthy and awesome, in which case the Jets look like idiots for not paying him.
Right.
Or, look, the Jets have that moment the Giants had where they said, hey, we believe in you, but you know what? We don't believe in paying the position, in which case he's going to get paid if he has that kind of year elsewhere. So he might be the odd man out with the Jets, but he'll be okay.
But I think what people are thinking with Breece Hall is, I want to keep him.
Yeah, I don't blame
he's
you.
He's such a dynamic player.
Look, you cannot.
He's fast, he's powerful, he's aggressive. Like he can hit the home run, but they're not going. You don't pay running backs anymore. And so what might happen is if he wants to stay, he's going to have to take an early deal that's under market.
What is more likely to happen in the NFL or for the Jets? Let's just play the next 5 years. You find a cornerback as capable of sticking with number one wide receivers as Sauce Gardner, or you find a competent tandem of running backs to give you the output that Breece Hall gives you. I hate to put it that way.
Right.
Because it feels like I'm diminishing Breece Hall.
Yeah.
It's not about the player. It's about what you're likely to uncover in drafts and all of that.
Right. And the challenge for the Jets is that, look, Garrett Wilson is fantastic. We already talked about him. Who's your other great playmaker other than Breece?
You don't have one.
Exactly.
The number two receiver right now is Alan Lazard.
Exactly. Or Josh Reynolds, who they picked up from Jacksonville as a cap casualty. Like who's blowing your doors off?
Nobody.
And so
I guess they hope Mason Taylor turns into something.
Yeah, I guess. But I mean, you're gonna let Breece Hall be, I don't know, a casualty of whatever's happening and then have one playmaker?
Yeah.
That doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
They might franchise Breece Hall.
It's an option. I'm trying to think who else was coming up that would be franchisable.
Josh Johnson. I'm sorry, Jermaine Johnson.
Jermaine Johnson. Yeah. But he's already got his fifth year. He already got his fifth year option.
All right, he already got that picked up anyway, so it'd be the same year. Okay.
Right. So you're right,
because Breece Hall's on a different clock.
He's the one. Yeah. He's the one that they would might franchise.
Yeah, it's an interesting dilemma.
Which is basically like having a fifth year option for him, but that would suck for him.
But that would suck for him. Zach and Mayapak. Zach, what's up?
All right, so I want to know, these guys that are calling in and criticizing Breece for not having interceptions.
You mean Sauce. Yeah,
Sauce. Yeah, Sauce, sorry. Yeah. Yes. Did these guys just start watching football last week? A lockdown corner is not getting thrown to. And did we not forget, on the Jets, Darrell Revis, he wasn't picking off every ball in the world. Like, he was so locked down, they wouldn't go to his side of the field.
That's exactly
right. You have finesse corners, Deion Sanders, Rod Woodson, they had 50, 60, 70 interceptions, whatever. But, I mean, a lockdown corner is not getting that many picks. And sometimes less picks is a better thing because you got a whole third of the field that's shut down.
Right. Look, when you look at you can go look at the advanced numbers. It's better to go watch the tape, the film. Mm-hmm. But you go look at the advanced numbers. His completion percentage against, it's basically the same. It was 63% his rookie season when he was rookie of the year, and it made the All-Pro. It was 57% last year. So it ticked up a little bit. The yards per completion is where you really saw a disappointing advance from the opponent. In his rookie year, it was 5.3, and then 6 in his second year. It was 9.3. Last year. With all that being said, he only gave up one touchdown all year. Gave up one touchdown his first year, gave up one touchdown his second year, gave up one touchdown last year. And so, like, he sucks, he's washed, he gets beat. That's just not true, right? Maybe the production was better, but a lot of that is probably scheme.
Right.
And so, I think it's just short-sighted to look at a very good corner, a guy who at 25 years old, or 24 last year, 25 this year, years old, has already made two All-Pro teams. I know you hate the Pro Bowl, Anthony, who called earlier, but I'm not even talking about the Pro Bowl. He made the All-Pro team twice, and that's, you can't fake that, right? That doesn't happen by accident or because someone likes you. He's a two-time All-Pro cornerback and highly respected around the league. He just doesn't get targeted. He had a bad year, but the whole Jets organization had a bad year a year ago. And so chill out on Sauce.
Right.
Yes, I still believe, as we talked about earlier, he's got to earn his big contract. It just is what it is. He's got to earn it. He's not going to get it like Garrett Wilson just got it. He's got to earn it. But I actually would bet that he's going to earn it more than he's not.
Exactly. And look at turnover numbers all over the NFL. It is not about one high-paid corner getting those turnovers. If he completely locks down a side of the field where you're not challenging him, it's only going to raise turnover probabilities and opportunities for either safety on the field, the corner, the nickel corner alike. So, yeah, he might not be the one getting interceptions, but your turnover numbers can obviously go up just by having him locked down a side of the field. Jason in Woodbridge. Jason, what's up?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
What's up, man?
What's going on, Jason?
Fan of you guys. I have to say I'm a huge fan of the Giants, and if the Giants had an opportunity to have a corner like Sauce, I think they would have extended him, so the Jets should be lucky.
Well, we extended Daniel Jones, of course we'd extend Sauce.
Yeah, exactly. We would take him.
Daniel Jones, please.
I love the kid, but it didn't work out for us.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Jason. That was right. A bad Daniel Jones joke. We can't get caught back up on him now. But yes, you have to.
Right.
Michael in Wisconsin. Michael, what's up?
Hey, what's happening, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
What's up?
I'd like to ask you a question, please. I consider myself an educated sports fan. I've been watching football many years, a long time ago, way back.
Okay.
Now, one of your previous callers talking about the quote, throwing the start and dart right away.
Right.
Let me finish what I say before you comment, because I really want to know what you think.
Okay, let's hear it.
I'm not saying that he should start, but why is it that when you have talented players coming in all at around the same age, you have talented running backs, you have defenders, you have tight ends, everybody, they're thrown into the mix immediately.
Yeah.
Immediately. These guys can fail too. Now, is it because the quarterback touches the ball on every play? Why is it that the quarterback position, the quarterback player has such a different psyche?
Yeah. Well, I think
than the rest of the players.
Michael, it's truly about responsibility. So if I'm Tyrone, or forget Tyrone, because he's going to his third year or second year. If I'm a Cam Scataboo and I'm coming in and I'm going to play, what do I need to do to play? All right, I got to know who my responsibilities on passing situations are. I can't screw that up. I can't be looking at the wrong guy and have my quarterback get hit. I need to know my routes and my rhythm with my offensive line and my run game. I got to know my pass responsibilities, that when I run a wheel route or a swing route, I can't just lazily do it because I'm actually affecting the defense. Like, learning the details of that is one thing. If you're an offensive lineman, same thing. I got to know how to combo block. I got to know how to, you know, get up to the second level. I got to know how to anchor, all these things, right? But when you're a quarterback, you have to know all of that, of all of those guys. And then when things get messed up, it's your responsibility to make it right. So in today's NFL, you hear this all the time. You guys hear the quarterbacks, they're talking about kill. They're going kill, kill, kill. Or they're resetting the offense and changing the middle linebacker. And like, they have to make it right. Otherwise, the play doesn't work. And it's just a lot.
Yeah.
Now, after a while, it gets easy. Like, it's just, this is second nature to me. I know that he's in the wrong spot, so that means that he's coming from this side. I can change his protection, or I can get to the other play. Kill it, kill it, kill it. Go to the second play. Let's go. But when you're a rookie, it's there's so much processing that it's almost impossible to do it right the time.
It's like pouring too much in a funnel and waiting for the
slew. And the only way to do it is when you have quarterbacks like Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen, who you say, all right, I'm going to give you all of this. If it's wrong, just run.
Right.
Right? Just go get 2 yards or 3 yards or find a check down. And you can get away with it. But Jackson Dart's, he's a traditional pocket passer. And the last thing you want to do is get him confused about what he's doing at the line of scrimmage. So that's why it's much harder for quarterbacks than it is any other position. There's just so much you have to know.
Just take your time with Jackson Dart.
Right. Don't ruin him.
We have a very big weekend coming up at Citi Field out of the All-Star break. David Wright is getting his number 5 retired on Saturday. Evan will be back from Europe, making sure he gets right back to Citi Field for that. Sunday's a bobblehead day, I believe, for David Wright. So Tiki gave Positive Tommy a chore, and I figured, between 5:30 and 6 every day this week, let's give Positive Tommy his chance to count down his 5 favorite David Wright memories. All right? Good way. Tommy's our resident Positive Tommy Met fan. I don't know why I put Positive Tommy in front of there, but I want to reiterate, he's going to be Positive Moments.
Mm-hmm.
Take it away, Tommy.
You know what, Paulie? I'm going to pull an audible here. The one thing I wanted you to play first, don't do that. We're going to do this for David Wright, because David Wright should not be trumped by this. Let me first off by start saying that next to Tiki, David Wright is the nicest athlete I've ever met. You talk about a stand-up guy, great human being.
Like, I agree with that, by the way.
Just an awesome dude. And I think that what happened in his career with the back and the spinal stenosis is even more heartbreaking. Not that you ever wish anybody to get hurt or their career to be shortened, but he's a great guy and you hate seeing that happen to such a great person. But I'm happy he's getting his flowers. And I think David's been a little trepidatious about it, whether it's coming back for an old-timers day or being in the organization as a coach. I think David still views himself as a young man and all that stuff. But I'm happy he's getting this moment on Saturday. So Before we start doing the list, I just want to preface, this is not a chronological order or, you know, even in order. It's just my five favorite memories. We'll pump them out here as we go throughout the week. So, first one for me, I take you back to 2015, which was a very special year. Yeah, you didn't win the World Series, but you made the World Series. It was a great year. We remember, obviously, Wilmer Flores and Cespedes, mm-hmm. and they run that documentary on SNY a lot, and it was just a great year. David Wright missed a few months. I think it started with a hammy, but it was the spinal stenosis stuff. He returns in his first game back in Philadelphia, which that's a special rivalry, especially in the, you know, late 2000s, mid-2015, whatever, in Philly. And that was a night where a lot of balls, you know, went over the fence. The Mets set a franchise record in home runs. I think the Phillies did as well. There might have been like 15 home runs in the game. Dave, it was ridiculous. David Wright comes back, and there was this fear or concern that, boy, is he going to have his home run stroke back with his back? First game back, hits clubs just a home run in the second deck. He just absolutely crushed it. I think it might have been like the third inning. And we actually have the call here from Gary Cohen. Hit it, Paulie.
He hits one to deep left field. That is gone! David Wright brings himself back into the lineup with thunder. Into the second deck. We have seen this act before. David Wright, first at bat, coming back from injury at Citizens Bank Park, and he clubs one.
Obviously an emotional moment, and wow. I think with David, a lot of his moments are emotional because he was the heart and soul of the Mets. Mm. And I think for a lot of Met fans that are listening to my voice right now, especially if you're around my age, which is 40, he could be your favorite player of all time. Whether, so for me, it was like Edgardo Alfonso, but, you know, David certainly in that conversation for a lot of people out there. So I think it's a special week for a lot of us, and we're going to get to celebrate, you know, David Wright throughout the week.
So that's number five for Tommy. He's going to, I guess, in a week-long version of a single, let's call it 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, count him down, his five favorite memories of David Wright in this 5 p.m. hour. All about the fives, as you could tell. That's kind of the flavor we've come up with. And the beautiful part of it is, if Tommy forgets one of these memories, he'll do it towards the end of the show on Friday, and then he's out of Dodge, and you don't have to crush him.
Well, so obviously tune in all week to hear my five, and then tune in for Monday when Evan, because Dan is going to tell him about these moments, right. And Evan's going to look at me and go, what kind of fan are you? How'd you forget that? Luke, it wasn't in August. It was early September. How'd you not know it was off this pitcher? Because I don't have your kind of memory you have, right. Evan. I just don't. So these are the positive Tommy memories, the best way I can remember it.
So it should be a fun, fun weekend at City
Field. Before we move on, sport. Like to keep everybody here accountable for things, right? Mm-hmm. I'm your accountability brother there, Shawnee.
All right.
So I'm going to play a little piece of tape here, a little piece of audio. This is Sean Marash going into our last commercial break.
Garrett Wilson contract extension news on this Kentucky Derby day.
Hmm.
I said that?
Interesting.
You did. I heard it
Derby
too.
Day.
Huh. Now, a lot of your like cute, quirky things, especially when you're in the
heard
wheelchair.
That too. I was like, wait, didn't that happen already?
So
I had no idea I said that. I thought I said home run derby day.
The newsroom was a buzz, and somebody came up to me and they said, did you hear Sean say that? I go, yeah, it's probably some stupid, cute thing, a pun that I didn't get or whatever.
Right. So I thought the same thing.
So it was AI. You just play back AI. I didn't really.
No, you just. What would make you think that today is Kentucky Derby day?
I had Derby on your mind and Kentucky
is the
first
thing. But
it's
always
thing.
A Saturday.
No, Kentucky
Derby. I know, right?
Two things. It is home run derby day.
It is.
Number two, I have this weekend become obsessed with the idea I think Anthony Volpe got hurt on Kentucky Derby day. I said at the end of last week, I brought it up earlier when we started with the Volpe problems today on the show. Go back on the Odyssey app, hit the rewind. And I have it in my head. And this is only because I care about this thing. I was betting horses on the Kentucky Derby at a bar with an OTB machine. And that is when I looked up at the TV and that happened to him. So I make that moment in the year synonymous with the Kentucky Derby.
I got it.
And I keep going through his numbers since that day. And if you look it up, he dove into the outfield grass, jammed up his shoulder. I'm pretty sure he left that game. And then we thought for sure he'd be out for like 2 months. I think he was in the lineup the next day, and it was like, oh, yeah, he's just a little beat up, or it was like maybe a day off after that. I have Kentucky Derby on my mind because of Anthony Volpe, I promise. So when I went to say home run derby, I keep thinking about the stupid Kentucky Derby because it was Volpe's injury day.
Makes sense.
Speaking of Anthony Volpe, let me run by a conspiracy theory that a caller to my show yesterday threw at me. He said he thinks Anthony Volpe is going to get sent down but it's going to be the day after his bobblehead day.
Well, he does have a bobblehead day coming up.
It's coming up in late July, I want to say. Maybe like the 26th of July.
They'd be better off just putting him on the IL.
Yeah, that's what I think would happen.
You think that's going to happen, though?
I would. It'd be better off doing it that way. Sitting him down is just, it's just bad luck for everything that they've said about him for the last 2 years.
You could question a lot about the Yankees, and they've left us up to question a lot of it. I don't think they're making decisions based on bobblehead days, as foolish as that would look at times. Right. I don't buy that. That would be, even for me, who questions everything the team does, mm-hmm. I can't even.
But again, the problem is, if they send them down for an injury, we're going to react like we did 2 years ago.
Right.
What's the first baseman? Anyway, sorry, real quick. Baseball Night in New York is coming up next on SNY. Thank you guys for joining us. As always, brought to you by Tri-State Cadillac Dealers.
Anthony Rizzo.
The Rizzo thing with the concussion. Now, that's a little bit harder to diagnose.
Sure.
Can't go get an MRI. Head trauma is such an enormous thing in all of sports right now, but the last place you expect to see it is baseball. I almost can understand it, but it was just bad. It looked bad.
I can't believe I said Kentucky Derby Day.
Did. But I thought it was something I just didn't know I was
I'm
supposed
a fat
to know
moron. So you guys just all sat there like, oh, he means something.
Right. You're talking about something and we have no idea that you're talking about.
But I was even thinking, like, you used to do like national radio, but you never would have been on the day of the Kentucky Derby. I guess you could have.
Well, no, back when I was younger and I did a lot of like that weekend stuff on the network.
So you're like, all right, here on, what do they call it now?
It's Infinity Sports Network.
So, but when you were doing it, it was
CBS Sports Radio.
All right, so this is Sean Morash on CBS Sports Radio. We'll get back to your Cowboys, LeBron James, Tiger Woods calls in just 1 second. We'll mix in a little bit of the Yankees as well. That was a little inside joke for Tiki. And it's Kentucky Derby Day.
I guess, yeah. But
I mean, like, what would you...
I promise.
Where'd you pull that? I know the Volpe stuff, but that's a tough pull.
All right, listen, it's Home Run Derby Day. Jazz Chisholm. Will he win the Home Run Derby? We'll
Kentucky
talk about that.
Derby Day.
We'll continue to take your calls on Breece Hall, Sauce Gardner, the results or the reaction to this Garrett Wilson contract extension as well. It's Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.